Final round of locker room chats here continue tonight on KNZA. We're moving on to Perry LeCompton. Pleased to be joined now by the girls' basketball coach, Joey Franzetta, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, we'll get your thoughts on the postseason, how it's shaking out with you guys taking on Nemaha Central on Friday night. We'll obviously dive into that in a moment, but, you know, from last year to this year, you know, one of the biggest improvements we saw here in Northeast Kansas, you know, just 2-19 a year ago, you guys have 12 wins, you're above 500 going into the postseason on Friday. Just talk about that turnaround with still a fairly young roster. I mean, only one senior this season, so, you know, the future's looking pretty bright, you know, as you guys get into the postseason and then obviously look ahead to next year and maybe the years beyond.
Yeah, super proud of our kids. They made a huge commitment this summer to getting better collectively as a group, and then just a lot of little things too, like, you know, obviously showing up to the weight room, doing all the little things that it takes in there, and then we even had a handful of kids that have really committed outside of basketball to doing some things basketball wise, which it's not that we haven't had that in the past, but we've had a little bit more concerted effort from some kids doing that. So, but just super proud of our girls. I mean, it's a lot of hard work, and you know, I'm glad their hard work's paying off and everything for that. I mean, it's been a long time since we've had a winning season around here, and even to get over the 10-win hump, that's a pretty big milestone for us. And I'm really excited. I'm really proud of the girls for all their effort, and you know, hopefully this is something that's not just a once in a 10-year thing. Hopefully this is something that we can start sustaining a little bit more moving forward.
Yeah, and you guys took that lump a couple weeks ago and that loss to Osage City, but you guys won three consecutive games to close it out. The importance of going into the postseason on a high note.
Yeah, I mean, you need to be peaking at the right time. You need definitely to be playing your best basketball here. I mean, you see it all the time. I mean, you even tune in like the NCAA men's tournament or the NCAA women's tournament. How many of those teams are just kind of limping in, and then, you know, they get bounced pretty early by a team they maybe shouldn't have, or you know, or they're just not as competitive as they are. So, I mean, obviously, I'm thrilled with how we're leading into postseason, and I think we're clicking at the right time, and I think we have a lot of, you know, good things happening. We kind of have some injuries behind us now, so roster's going to be at full strength, and we'll see what happens on Friday against Nemaha.
Well, let's talk about Nemaha. Second go-around with the Thunder this season. I can't remember if we've talked in weeks past, you know, just kind of looking at the sub-state schedule in your regards to, you know, opening up the sub-state tournament with a familiar opponent out of the league. And, you know, you got to go back to January 9th when you guys faced off, and it was a Nemaha Central win by 21. I would assume that both teams much different, you know, going into Friday's matchup compared to early in January. What's the expectation for Friday and obviously the challenges there with Nemaha Central?
Yeah, I mean, the word challenging Nemaha Central, yeah, they tend to come up quite a bit. I mean, you're just talking about a super tradition-rich program, and then, you know, this year's version of the team, they're pretty similar to us, where they're playing some younger kids. And, you know, whenever I think of, like, a traditional Nemaha team that I've coached against in the past, they're really not that. This group is way more athletic. They don't have, like, the big old strong kids that are going to, you know, terrorize you inside. They're super athletic. They move the ball really well. I think this is one of their better teams when it comes to moving the ball. But it's a different Nemaha team, but at the same time, it's not. It's, you know, they're still well coached. They're still super scrappy. They still play hard. And then they expect to win. That's a huge thing in sports, is they have that tradition of going on to win. So, I mean, we're going to have to play really, really well. I mean, they, like you said, mentioned us. They popped us by 20, earlier in the year. You know, I think I don't think we played our best that day. But you know, I mean, you know, I'm sure you could talk to Coach Hilton. He's going to say the same thing with his group. Like, there's a couple things that he's going to tweak, and they could have been better. So, I mean, it's going to be a good game, and hopefully we come out on top and, you know, kind of get to that next round and see what's going on. But obviously we have a really big challenge ahead of us on Friday.
We'll have that game on Friday. 92.1 KMZA, Perry LeCompton at Nemaha Central, 3A girls sub-state quarterfinal matchup there in Seneca. Again, we'll have it on 92.1. That's Joey Franzetta joining us, Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach. Can't thank you enough, man. Throughout the course of the year, it's been a fun ride. Again, a great improvement, 10-plus wins, could be more from a year ago. So, again, a lot of fun watching you guys this season, and good luck here throughout the postseason.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and thanks for all you guys do and all your everyone up there on your crew. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I know a lot of coaches don't get the kind of coverage that we are all spoiled with around in Northeast Kansas. So thanks to you and thanks to your crew with everything that you guys do.